Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estritori, bringing you the Daily Financial Services News Wrap for Financial Services Online, your leader in insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Today's date is Friday, May 2nd, 2025. We're kicking off with an inspiring initiative from Link Wealth, addressing the financial literacy gap in schools through their Beyond Schools program. Targeting students from year 10 to 12, the program dives into important topics like budgeting, superannuation, debt management, investments, and savings through interactive workshops. The program has already educated over 300 students. As we speak, Link Wealth is planning to expand this outreach nationwide, imprinting itself as a key contributor to financial education in our country. Turning from education to investment, today we have news from CBUS. The Superannuation Fund has put its strategic hat on, appointing Lee Gavin as the new Chief Investment Officer. Gavin will be succeeding Brett Chatfield, who has moved to a private family office. Under his stewardship, CBUS aims to manage 50% of its investments in-house within the next 3 years, a commendable strategy that's set to optimize member benefits. And it's not just about funds under management. CBUS CEO Christian Falk is emphasizing a focus on engaging talent and enhancing domestic investments. Overseas now, where the U.S. economy faces challenges, President Donald Trump has pointed fingers at former President Joe Biden for the first economic contraction in 3 years, a slight dip of 0.3%. Despite a healthy surge in business investment, the economy is grappling with inflation and slowed federal spending. Speculations are in the air concerning a potential cut in interest rates by the Federal Reserve, and we all are eyeing this space keenly. Back on the home front, a water leak at home, ordinarily nothing to do with finance, has become a significant insurance dispute. Australian Financial Complaints Authority, AFCA, in a landmark decision, has announced a partial settlement favoring a homeowner against Auto and General Services. The crux of this nationwide discussion boils down to when the damage manifests, not when the causative factor, a leak in this case, began. Cases such as this lay bare the necessity of clear insurance communication and policy wording, a notable task that insurers may now want to tackle head on. That wraps up the daily financial services news for today. This is Paige Estritori with Financial Services Online. Visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au, and we'll be back tomorrow for the newest from the financial world. Stay financially savvy, Australia.